So, Colleen Hardwick, you have come a very long distance to be here in Belfast, and yet you're no stranger to some of the organisers. Can you tell us just a little bit about what you were saying in your kind of 10 or 12 minutes up front?
Well, sure. I was here to introduce people to PlaySpeak, which is an innovative new platform that we've been developing with the intention of authenticating the relationship between citizen participants and government or decision makers. And as we discussed before, it hinges on the individual's ability to authenticate themselves and, as a result of that, to be able to provide real hard data to inform decision making. So rather than just signing a petition that goes into a black hole or writing on a blog or Facebook and social media, this has a direct pipeline to the decision makers and is transparent and dynamic, so that whoever's on the other side, whether it's local government or a school district, whoever is conducting the consultation, they are informed with hard data that's geographically based. So if you have a riding or boundaries of a neighborhood and you want to only hear from the people that reside within those boundaries, but online,
then you can guarantee that they do live in those areas.
Precisely.
Without giving away their exact identity.
Indeed. So what PlaySpeak does is it verifies people to place and then communicates that vetted information across to the proponent of the consultation. So the proponent never has to touch the private information, but is rather informed again that the individual resides within the boundaries of the area that's being examined. Because up until now, we haven't had any way to connect people's digital identities to their physical location. And that is really, as I describe it, the geosocial paradigm shift that we're trying to enable.
In Northern Ireland, with an assembly and an executive that are up and running, as well as more councils than I can remember, we have consultation overload. And yet a lot of it's very paper-based or online-based and just straight surveys. Is this the kind of thing that can actually be used by organisations and bodies?
Yes, indeed. And we're finding community organizations, business improvement organizations. In Canada, we have First Nations, which is our Aboriginal communities that are starting to use it. So it's really any kind of organization, block watches. I used the example in the talk about the district of Tofino with their tsunami siren warning tests. Mm-hmm. These are not necessarily politically contentious kinds of consultations, but nevertheless are geographically based.
But could it be picked up by public bodies to do the more contentious stuff and to do it properly?
Well, and indeed, an example we're dealing with in British Columbia right now is the city of New Westminster has been doing their master transportation plan, and they wanted to limit the participants and the survey to people that prove that they reside within the boundaries of New Westminster. And internally, the think 14 different separate neighborhood areas. So when they get the data, the report that comes out, they're able to say, well, here are the results, and here's how people in this area felt compared to this area, compared to this area.
So you can break it down and actually analyze it then?
Right, so here's the distribution of respondents, and then we segment the data according to each one of those neighborhoods.
It's next to getting a couple of extra questions on a census in terms of, you know exactly where the people are, and you know.
Well, we know where we are, but we don't ask demographic questions. If the proponent wants to gather further information about people, they're perfectly able to do that through the surveying modules. Mm-hmm. But the authentication piece is limited to location.
And do you hope that maybe Northern Ireland will pick this up as an idea?
Well, I'm keen. I'm meeting tomorrow with the City of Belfast, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have a pilot project to get started here. And my blue sky hope is that Belfast would become the centre of the European outreach for what we're trying to accomplish with PlaySpeak.
If people want to find out a little bit more, Colleen, where can they go?
Well, it's placespeak.com. Claim your place, speak your mind.
Thank you very much. And we've been accompanied, I think, by Declan McCare and Andy, who are diligently playing on guitars in next door. So thank you very much.
Bravo.
For giving up your break.
Thank you.